Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on Blog Talk Radio. Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 35. My mind is part of God's, and I am barely holy. And I'm joined this morning by my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we begin, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's come together in silence. Let's take a good deep breath. My mind is part of God's. I am very holy. Today's idea does not describe the way you see yourself now. It does, however, describe what vision will show you. It is difficult for anyone who thinks he is in this world to believe this of himself. Yet the reason he thinks he's in the world is because he does not believe it.
You will believe that you are part of where you think you are. That is because you surround yourself with the environment you want, and you want it to protect the image of yourself that you have made. The image is part of this environment. What you see while you believe you are in it is seen through the eyes of the image. This is not vision. Images cannot see.
The idea for today presents a very different view of yourself. By establishing your source, it establishes your identity, and it describes you as you must really be in truth. You will use a somewhat different kind of application for today's idea because the emphasis for today is on the perceiver rather than on what he perceives.
For each of the 3 5-minute practice periods today, begin by repeating today's idea to yourself. And then close your eyes and search your mind for the various kinds of descriptive terms in which you see yourself. Include all of the ego-based attributes which you ascribe to yourself, positive or negative, desirable or undesirable, grandiose or debased. All of them are equally unreal because you do not look upon yourself through the eyes of holiness.
In the earlier part of the mind searching period, you'll probably emphasize what you consider to be the more negative aspects of your perception of yourself. Toward the latter part of the exercise period, however, more self-inflating descriptive terms may well cross your mind. Try to recognize that the direction of your fantasies about yourself does not matter. Illusions have no direction in reality. They are merely not true.
A suitable unselected list for applying the idea for today might be as follows. I see myself as imposed upon. I see myself as depressed. I see myself as failing. I see myself as endangered. I see myself as helpless. I see myself as victorious. I see myself as losing out. I see myself as charitable. I see myself as virtuous.
You should not think of these terms in an abstract way. They'll occur to you as various situations, personalities, and events in which you figure cross your mind. Pick up any specific situation that occurs to you, identify the descriptive term or terms which you feel are applicable to your reactions to that situation, and use them in applying today's idea. After you've named each one, add, "But my mind is part of God's. I am very holy."
During the longer exercise periods, there will probably be intervals in which nothing specific occurs to you. Do not strain to think up specific things to fill the interval, but merely relax and repeat today's idea slowly until something occurs to you. Although nothing that does occur should be omitted from the exercises, nothing should be dug out with effort. Neither force nor discrimination should be used.
As often as possible during the day, pick up a specific attribute or attributes you are ascribing to yourself at the time and apply the idea for today to them, adding the idea to each of them in the form stated above. If nothing particular occurs to you, merely repeat the idea to yourself with closed eyes. My mind is part of God's. I am very holy. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Well, there's quite a list of I see myselves here. And throughout the day, it's very interesting how we subtly and unconsciously pin ourselves down with different descriptors of how we see ourselves. Sometimes in the moment, based on what's going on, what we believe to be going on in our experience, we can be pretty harsh about how we see ourselves. And other times, based on what's going on in the external experience, we claim victory and we are winning and we're succeeding and, you know, something outside of us can seem to determine our happiness or our sadness, our gratitude or our anger. We look outside and that determines what's happening inside, how we feel inside, and it's the exact opposite of what's really happening. I mean, what's really happening is what's going on inside is determining what's going on outside. And it's like standing in a canyon and you shout. And a few milliseconds later, or maybe a few seconds later, in some situations, the echo returns. It reflects back. And you hear your voice being reverberated, reflected back, and you call it an echo. But you look at something that's going on right now, and you think it's happening now to you. Or I'll say, I think it's happening now to me. And I see myself as in danger, or I see myself as vulnerable, or I see myself as worthy, or I see myself as unworthy, or I see myself as good, or I see myself as bad. And I'm defining what I am based on what I'm is being presented to me. But the truth is, it's an echo of thoughts I already had. And every time I see myself again based on that echo, I'm confirming it and sending it out again, and it's going to come right back. But the important point of my discussion is that it takes a little while. Maybe it takes a lifetime. Or two or three. Maybe it takes an hour or two or three. Maybe it takes a minute or two or three. But what I'm experiencing outside of myself is only an echo. If I see myself as anything, fill in the blank, and I hold that energy, and I hold that energy with some conviction or with some passion, I am assuring myself that I will get and receive validation. It will echo back, confirming my false beliefs. Because the truth is, I am as God created me. I am spirit. I am love. I am invulnerable. I am perfect. I am God's holy child. I am holy. And there is an aspect of me that is available to be joined with, to be merged with, to be melded with, that knows that truth, expresses that truth, and is undisturbed in the quiet center of my heart, because it never is confused or deluded or self-delusioned about the truth. It never pays any attention to the echo. It only knows that God is and I am.
So take a breath. Aho. Ashe. Amen. That was beautiful. So what we're doing is we are taking the images that we have made. And remember, image has no vision. It doesn't have the ability to have vision. We're taking the images that we have made and the perceptions that we hold about ourselves. We're applying this to how we see ourselves. And the textbook says that the beginning of salvation is to see oneself as sinless, as innocent. And the only way that we do that is by returning to our divine identity. And this lesson is making it very clear what our identity is, that we are a part of God, that my mind, your mind, my mind is a part of God's. This is my identity, and I am very holy. I am whole. There is nothing lacking. There is nothing, not one cubit that can be added or taken away from this. And this is the truth. And truth is eternal, timeless, applicable always. It's true always and in all ways. And so in a way, it really doesn't matter how you see yourself. But it really does lead to suffering. And we don't want to suffer, do we? Or do we? There's a really clear pathway here to bringing that which is perception, that which is seeing ourselves through a glass darkly, and bringing it to the light, placing it upon the altar that we may see face to face ourselves, and ourselves as part of God, that we are indeed a thought in the mind of God, and that is changeless. This makes us very holy, very holy. My mind is a part of God's. I am very holy. And we experience that today through this lesson and through our practice. Today is a beautiful day. And this is a beautiful experiential process for today, that we will experience this at one point today, that illumination of, oh my gosh, my mind is a part of God's. How could it not be? Thoughts leave not their source. I am very holy.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Stay the course.
Stay the course. We'll stay it with you.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send